Welcome to Divine Mass, a sacred ceremony in reverence of our inner divinity. I am Aunt Peggy Heart Divine, the medicine woman and initiator of the new era of consciousness. And with great joy and deep reverence, I invite you to this unique Divine Mass and podcast held every Sunday. Divine Mass is a sacred reflection and celebration of universal wisdom gathered from master teachers such as Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Krishna, the Oracle of Delphi, Sophia, and many more. In Divine Mass, we explore timeless wisdom and prophetic teachings while also embracing humor and joy. Because we believe in meeting the sacred with both reverence and a smile. We weave this wisdom together to create a meaningful path for the new cosmic era we are now stepping into. This is not just a mass or a podcast, it is a journey into your own divine essence. Through each episode, we explore how you can deepen your connection to your inner divinity and how wisdom from various traditions can help us create harmony, balance, and transformation, both in our lives and in the world around us. Divine Mass is an invitation to open your heart and mind to the sacred, to discover the universal truth that binds us all together. At the same time, we bring lightness and humor, lifting the energy and making the journey even more enriching. Welcome, beloved souls, to this sacred gathering, the Divine Mass, held on April 27th, under the guiding light of trust and remembrance. Today, we gather in stillness and reverence to anchor the theme Trusting Life, Trusting the Divine Plan. Each of us arrived here with a luminous map written by the soul itself. A divine blueprint seeded in love long before we took form. It lives within us, still waiting patiently for our attention, our devotion, our yes. And though we may forget, lose our way, or fall into fear, the plan never abandons us. It weaves through every breath, every encounter, every challenge as an invitation to return, to trust, to surrender, and to rise. Let this space be a temple. Let this moment be a remembrance that you are right where you were meant to be. And as we open our hearts together in this sacred space, we acknowledge a truth many of us feel rising deep within. The old paradigm, the one many of us were born into, was built on effort, separation, survival, and control. It taught us to push, to prove, to protect ourselves, even from life itself. But that time is passing. A new paradigm is now whispering its way into our bones. It does not shout. It does not demand. It invites. It invites us to remember our essence, that we are not random, not lost, not alone. We are part of a greater intelligence, unfolding through love, connection, and trust. This intelligence is the divine. It pulses through your breath, through the earth beneath you, through the synchronicity that have brought you here. This new way does not ask us to give up responsibility, but to step into co-creation with the divine, to align with the grace that's already moving, already loving us forward. You do not have to chase your destiny. You are already standing in it. And so, in this Divine Mass, we gently practice the posture and the new human, trusting the unseen, resting in the unknown, following the quiet guidance within, saying yes to what opens us, and releasing what contracts us. Let this be a moment of remembrance, not of who we were told to be, but of who we truly are. You are the sacred meeting point between heaven and earth. You are not behind. You are not late. You are exactly on time, in the rhythm of your own divine plan. Now, beloved souls, as we continue to soften into this sacred space together, I invite you to take a breath, not just into your lungs, but into your whole being. Let that breath remind you are safe, you are held, you are already connected to something greater. This moment is not about having answers. It is about listening deeply to the still, wise place within you that already remembers. When we begin to trust life, we also begin to hear it speak. Not through noises, but through whispers. Not through pressures, but through presence. The following questions are offered not as a test, but as sacred keys to unlock what wants to rise in you now. Let them be companions on your inner journey, guiding you closer to your own divine rhythm, your own inner knowing. There's no need to rush, just breathe and listen. And let what's true for you reveal itself. Ask yourself, what would I do differently if I truly believed life was happening for me, not to me? Where in my life am I still trying to control something that might be asking to be surrendered? What signs or synchronicities have shown up recently that may be whispering you're on the right path? When was the last time I deeply felt in flow with life? What allowed that flow to happen? What inner guidance have I recently received, but perhaps ignored, doubted, or postponed? What does trusting the divine mean to me, in a real and embodied way, not just as a concept? If I fully trusted the divine plan, what burden could I finally put down today? What if this exact moment, with everything it holds, is part of a sacred unfolding I don't yet understand? What would it feel like to soften into the unknown rather than fight against it? And the last question, what is my next most loving aligned step, even if it's small? And now, dear souls, having touched into the whisper of your own heart, I invite you to remember something ancient and true. You are not simply living a life, you are walking a sacred journey, a hero's journey. Just as every awakened soul before you once did. This is the journey Jesus walked, the path Buddha surrendered into, the dance of Krishna's divine play, and the road that every true master has humbly followed. Each of them showed us that the way to divine union was not outside us, but through the self, through surrender, courage, awakening, and love. Their stories were not just to be revered, they were meant to remind us of our own. Your journey is not an accident. Your challenges are not mistakes. Your longings, your losses, your moments of grace, they are part of a holy unfolding, designed to guide you into the bigness of who you are. And that bigness, the remembrance of your divine nature, is what allows you to become a living bridge between heaven and earth. This is how we create the new world, not by trying to escape this life, but by sanctifying it, moment by moment, breath by breath, step by step. You are not becoming something new. You are returning to who you have always been. And now I invite you to close your eyes and turn inward. You have listened, you have reflected, you have remembered the ancient journey your soul is walking. Now it is time to rest in the stillness beneath it all, to sink into the deep waters of trust and let the divine plan rise from within you. The meditation I will give you is not about effort. It is not about figuring out anything. It is an invitation to soften, to receive, and to remember what your soul has never forgotten. There is a rhythm beneath the surface. There is a love holding every step. And there is a divine plan that knows exactly where you're going, even when you don't. So take a breath, let your body be held, let your heart unfold. Let us begin the guided meditation, trusting life, trusting the divine plan. Trusting life, trusting the divine plan. Welcome, dear one. Find a comfortable place. Allow your body to rest. Let your shoulders drop and gently close your eyes. take a slow, deep breath in and breathe out just as slowly. Let your breath be your anchor. Let it carry you home. Another deep inhale, and as you exhale, let go of the weight, of the worry, of the need to hold everything together. Let go. Now, bring your awareness to the place in you that is holding fear. Fear of not being enough. Fear of losing control. Fear of not having what you need. It might be in your chest, your belly, your throat. Wherever you feel it, breathe there. Let the part of you be seen. Let it speak. This is the part of you that was taught, if I don't do enough, I will fall behind. If I don't have money, I'm not safe. If I open too much, I'll be hurt. If I trust, I might be betrayed. Let it speak. Let the fear rise like a wave. Let it move. And now, gently say to it, I see you. I honor you. Thank you for trying to keep me safe. But I'm ready to live from somewhere deep now. Now, imagine yourself in the center of a vast golden field. The wind is gentle. The earth is warm beneath you. You feel held. This is the field of trust. The place where your soul already knows. Where you are never behind. Where nothing has ever gone wrong. Here, money is not your safety. Status is not your worth. Here, you are guided. You are held by something greater. Let yourself rest in this golden field. Let your belly soften. Let your heart open. Let your mind quiet down. You are not here to fight life. You are here to remember it is for you. Now, place your hand on your heart and another on your belly. Feel your breath move through you. Feel the life force that lives in you. Not because of your efforts, but because you are meant to be here. Say silently or aloud, I am safe to trust life. I am safe to open. I am safe to follow the rhythm of my soul. I am ready to trust my divine design. Let these words ripple through your nervous system. I trust that I am held, even when I don't see the outcome. I trust that I am guided, even when the pain is unclear. I trust the divine intelligence within me. I trust the unfolding of my life. Now, imagine roots growing down from your body, deep into the earth. These roots are made of gold. They are your connection to the sacred source of all life. From deep within the earth, a current begins to rise. A quiet strength, a knowing. Let that current rise up through your roots, up through your spine, into your heart, into your mind, into your crown. This is the frequency of divine trust, the remembrance that you are already enough, that you already are the medicine, that your journey is not a mistake, it is sacred design. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, let yourself feel one simple truth. I am held. I am safe. I trust the plan of my soul. And when you are ready, begin to move your fingers and toes. Let your body slowly come back. But take this trust with you. Let it root in your bones. Let it guide your next steps. Let it become your new way of being. You are no longer surviving. You are remembering. You were never alone. You were always loved. you are held in the sacred arms of life itself. Namaste. As we slowly return from the meditation, I want to share one of the recent ways I've been learning to trust, not just as a concept, but through the very fabric of my body and being. Since February 2024, I've been living with parasite in my system. At first, I didn't know what was happening. I ended up in hospital with symptoms that made no sense, and there were no answers. It was only by going deeper, by listening beyond the surface, that I began to understand. The parasites weren't just physical challenges. They were a mirror of a collective consciousness field I have been invited into. And that invitation affected my entire inner ecosystem. Trust, in this case, didn't mean fighting. It meant listening. It meant not rushing to fix, but softening into what wanted to be revealed. Within this consciousness field, I was met by the holy Olav, the Norwegian king and saint who lived over 1,000 years ago. He came to me offering his guidance and helping me understand how to navigate the Christian community. He said that both he and I had chosen the same path to bring more divinity into the world, and he wished to show me the way it was done in his time. I was deeply grateful for the encounter and for the wisdom in his presence. I could feel the devotion and strength of the old path, the courage it carried. And yet, I also knew something within me was called to walk a new way. Because divinity is not only a doctrine or a structure. Divinity is a state of being. A state of trust, even in the midst of illness, of challenges or uncertainty. A state of grace, even when the world appears chaotic. So I walk this path not against the old, but in dialogue with it, bringing what was sacred forward and allowing it to be reborn in a new vibration. And now, beloved souls, as we begin to move gently towards the closing of this Divine Mass, let us carry with us the resonance of trust, not as something we must force or prove, but as something we allow, something we become. Because when we trust life, we begin to see the deeper truth, that life itself is meaningful. That every breath, every experience, every thread in our story is a part of something wise and sacred, even when it doesn't make sense to the mind. And so I welcome you to join us for the next Divine Mass, where we will deepen into the theme of meaning, not as something we must chase, but as something we can recognize, receive and rest in, because meaning is an aspect of trusting life, and life, when fully received, reveals itself as holy. And now, as we prepare to close this Divine Mass, I invite you to receive one final offering, a sacred transmission of prayer and healing from the heart of divine design. I invite you to open your heart, to soften your breath and to allow yourself to simply receive. This prayer and healing is offered to you from the same source that formed the stars, from the same wisdom that lives quietly within your soul. Let it meet you exactly where you are. Let it hold what you cannot yet hold. Let it bless the path ahead. From the divine in me to the divine in you. Blessing from divine design. May your heart be filled with light, clarity, and peace, so that you may be a source of love for yourself and all around you. May the wisdom within guide you forward, granting you the courage to create goodness each and every day. May you stand firm in your truth and your light, finding strength in knowing you are part of something greater, a tapestry of beauty, belonging, and purpose. Let your path be illuminated by the joy of service, and let your love inspire wholeness and peace, for you are both the creator and a part of this heaven on earth. May you embrace the divine in yourself and in all others, living with open hands, an open mind, and an open heart. Let this day and every day that follows be an opportunity to manifest love, wisdom, and joy, so that the world may be transformed through your presence. Amen. You can find Divine Mass and the Divine Design podcast on multiple platforms where you listen to podcasts. Welcome to a new time, a new consciousness. Welcome to the future of Divine Mass.